We began the fire recovery series with an interview with Jennifer Thompson of the Rebuild North Bay Foundation. After we spoke, she recommended I speak with other regional leaders in the recovery effort. That led me to the next county over with an organization that predates the fires.
We are almost 25 years old, and this is not the first disaster that we've worked on.
That's Terrence Mulligan, president and CEO of the Napa Valley Community Foundation, who explained how instead of creating a new recovery effort, his organization took lessons learned from the South Napa earthquake of 2014.
The silver lining of having gone through this once before is that we have some muscle memory about how to deploy charitable dollars after a disaster and some relationships with local nonprofits who step into the breach whenever something bad happens. We've been able to take advantage of some of that.
That muscle memory was clear when I spoke with Mulligan. Instead of scrambling to handle rising needs, he described a system already in place, ready to go.
In the first days after the October wildfires, we reactivated a thing that we call the Disaster Relief Fund, which was a remnant from the 2014 earthquake. We wrote checks totaling almost $600,000 to 16 local organizations with whom we had entered into agreements that said, look, the next time there's a declared disaster, we'll give you money if you do something that is of service to our communities.
What's more, he detailed a complete plan for the recovery.
What we have is a series of programs that are aimed at all of the phases of a disaster. So relief, recovery, rebuilding, and future resiliency are sort of what the Gentleman's Rule Book of Disaster Philanthropy have in them over the course of time.
Going through the steps. First, there's relief.
Relief, which largely speaking, pays for people to receive services in the first days and weeks after the disaster. So temporary shelter and meals and medical care and counseling and those sorts of things.
And then recovery.
The next thing that we did in the recovery phase was to try to pay attention to the economic victims of the fires. So the people who work in our community who earn $15 to 30 bucks an hour in agriculture and hospitality, which are really the engines of our economy here. We created an economic hardship grants program that got cash aid directly into the hands of those households.
Next is the current step. Rebuilding.
Right now, we're about to launch a program to help small businesses, which were affected by the fires, as well as underinsured homeowners, of which we have quite a few.
And finally, for the future, resiliency.
We will do some things around being safer next time, which is, you know, the fourth piece of this, which is the future resiliency of your community. At a minimum, I would hope to be able to enter into the same kinds of agreements that we had on the shelf with the nonprofit community.
It's an ambitious plan, but that momentum from the 2014 earthquake is helping give Napa a head start. But after two disasters in a row, is there concern of a third around the corner?
I joke with my colleagues that what I want to do is I want to spend the rest of my professional career living inside a steel box in Modesto.
This is J. Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.